You're about to listen to Formal Shark. We will warn you that it does have explicit humour, even though it is meant to be a serious review show.
You're listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark.
Oh, we're back again. Another week.
Another week, another show. It feels like quite a while since our last one.
Yeah.
But I don't think it is.
No,
I think...
we had to do a cheeky one. And we only did one, so we didn't do a big run like we normally do. This is going to be a big run.
Big run.
Let's
see how many we can get through.
Yeah, so let's get crack on with it. Do you want to do the business?
So this is from Alamasti Brewery, and it's called Mark 10. It's MKX, and it's an IPA. It's in a 330ml can, and it's 6.1%, and it was £2.95 from Glug.
Yeah. I had to work out the
McX.
Yeah.
McX.
Did you know anything about beer? It's teaching me about Roman numerals.
Did you not learn them at school?
No.
Did school not teach you out?
No, school. All school taught you. Well, it actually taught you nothing at all.
Did they not?
No.
Without further ado, let's give it a poll.
We'll have a butchers at this.
Are you pairing this already?
I'm just getting the pairing out, just ready.
Because it doesn't give it away what it might have been with your rattling.
Well, people know it's out of a rattly thing now, the suspense. Now it's like watching Poirot or something.
Poirot, it might be like a rubber condom or something you gotta chew on. Look at you being all like, oh, I'm gonna give it a wish round and smell
wish
it.
Round?
You're just getting...
Right, you're getting a very sort of like passion fruity... smell from that very, very massive hit of passion fruit behind you straight away.
That kind of, it's florally, citrusy kind of level. What, have you gone to some beer school? I feel as though your class of beer is like shot up and mine's exactly the same. Well, it's alright.
I'm improving, I'm
learning. You're improving. But do we need to improve?
I've been watching.
Or were we just amazing before?
I've been watching James May and Oz Clark and James May's Drink to Britain. It was on YouTube. It was a BBC thing done like in 2009. It's actually quite interesting because in one of the episodes you see Brewdog, but when they're still like really small.
Yeah.
When they're just basically doing punk.
Were they in a park?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember watching that many, many years ago. But I didn't realise that was what it was called.
It was basically us two. See, a very fruity smell. Very, very nice smell.
It's a nice light colour.
Yeah.
Slightly cloudy, but that could have just been because I might have poured it shit.
Yeah. So I'll take a nice... Nice clean tasting.
Yeah. You can get the hops, the bitter side of the hops, that kind of finishes really nicely with that.
It's got actually a bit of mouthfeel to it as well. Yeah. It's not just...
It's what you'd call full-bodied. It makes you feel as though you've got a drink in your mouth, not just like a pissy bit of water.
Yeah, that's the beer. So yeah, very tropical flavours. An extremely good example of an IPA. That's what you need to do now. Don't bother making an average IPA. There's too many of them about.
Yeah.
If you can't make something decent, don't bother.
If you can't go wow when you drink it, then put it to bed.
With the IPAs, because it's just every brewery has one. It's like a signature dish, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know, every curry house has a masala. But normally the masalas are disappointing in curry houses, aren't they? Because they're normally like that horrible fluorescent colour.
I find the same with kormas as well.
Yeah.
They can be either, you know, far too creamy and or far too coconutty.
But if you get an amazing one. So what we're going to do is we are pairing this. We're going to pair this with an orange... fruit pastel. Is it a fruit pastel or wine gum?
Fruit pastels.
Wine gum.
Wine gums. When did you have a fruit pastel that was that small?
Our fruit pastels have sugar on the side, don't they?
Yeah, and that's tiny.
The more diabetes.
These look more like the vitamin gums that you give ill children. Are you trying to give me vitamins?
I'd never give you vitamins. Taste of orange. You don't like orange, do you?
I've just realised what E-numbers are in this orange. Do you think it's like natural, or do you think I'm going to die on air?
Yeah, you die if you have orange. It's not, spit it out.
No, it's nice.
If he dies on air, it's not the sweet that I just give him.
No, it was some pre-heart condition or something.
Well, you're going to die young anyway.
Yeah, I mean, die young. I'm old already now.
So, yeah. Where are we going to put this on the board? Now I've just got fruit and fruit. It's nice.
That was really nice with that orange sweet. Yeah. That paired really, really well.
Yeah,
it's just nearly as we thought about it.
Yeah.
I was, because we're trying to think of the new refined ratings, I was possibly thinking 70, 71.
I wouldn't put it that high personally. I would put it sort of 86. We've still got to go with what's around
68.
Yes, I got them two mixed up. We've still got to go around about. It's like 68, you've got Flying Dog, Imperial Porter, and Newcastle Brewing Limited, Dr. Rudy.
Yeah, I mean, that it fits, you know, along with them, yeah.
That's, you know, it's, yeah. So... it's a very, very good beer.
It is. So, yeah, 68.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, we'll
that
give
seems fair.
68 once we've looked at the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll finish this off and then get back to you.
Yeah.
Beer number two.
Got your camping skills from beer as well, not from school.
Yeah.
One bottle, two bottles, three bottles,
bottles hanging on the wall. Phil comes up with the next one of them.
Do bottles hang on the wall? What kind of wall's this where you've got bottles hanging that sit on the wall?
Or sitting on the wall and then I neck one of them. Right. Are you gonna
let me read?
Yes, that's your job in this, you're the designated reader.
So this is from Allendale. It is the Black Grouse Oak Porter at 4% and it's a 500ml bottle. Oh, they've got
a nice little chart.
A chart on saying how dark or how light it is.
It's like going to B&Q.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a pink chart. I want it that colour on my wall.
Yeah, you'll have to go into B&Q with that and say, I like that colour.
I like beer nerds. They've put on the hops and the malts that they're using.
And the IBU.
And the IBU, so I mean...
What IBU is it?
It is 17.
17, so it's not going to be anything. But then it's a porter, you wouldn't expect.
There's no price on it, so I'm going to guess that.
I think I got it from Glug, I think, and I can't remember how much I paid.
It was a price.
Yes, it wasn't extortionate, it was a normal price.
Allendale is...
I don't have a bottle opener.
Do you not?
Not next to us.
Oh, you're just so unprepared.
Entertain the children.
Allendale's relatively local to us. So,
in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, they're in the middle of nowhere. So we've had some of their beers before. I don't think we've had this.
No,
we've definitely
had this.
Not had any of them on our show.
No, so it should be interesting.
Yeah. That was very daintily done.
I'm a daintily man.
When did you become a dainty man?
I'm a nice man. Gentle.
You can be a nice man and not be dainty. You're quite cack-handed sometimes.
Can you call somebody cack-handed? Is that not like...
I don't think that's anti-PC. Pretty sure cack-handed isn't on the banned list of don't call people that.
Well, I don't know.
I'll not go through what the list does contain.
That smells lovely, chocolatey, doesn't it? Like a...
Yeah.
Like chocolate pudding, you know when you have them chocolate puddings that melt in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
And you burn them slightly. You know, you put them in the microwave too long.
Yeah,
because you've gone for a poo or something.
A mild wood chipping... fire, kind of.
Yeah.
Mmm.
Smells nice. It smells of sort of like cooled nights.
It's got a good flavour to it. I think it dies too early. It doesn't carry as well.
Yeah, you get this initial really nice flavour and you're like, ooh, where's this going? And they're at the...
point where you just need that little bit extra to make it perfect.
Push, yeah.
It just...
because that first taste
dies
is
really, and
very
really,
watery
and...
it's really good.
It's a really nice kind of dark brown. Very, very dark brown. It's not nearly black, but not quite.
I think it's actually, for the style, it's quite a light taste.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of taste, there's a lot of flavour there, but it's not overly heavy. I was expecting, again, I think expectations... often cloud judgment, and because of that, I was expecting So it's going to be that little bit thicker in mouthfeel and more sort of hug you on a dark night, where this you could probably drink more of than what I was expecting. But the flavours and that initial flavour is definitely there in a
I'd
really...
I'd probably start on this if you were going to have an evening in by a fire, reading a book. Start with this and move on to something slightly thicker and slightly heavier later.
Yeah, it's a really nice flavour. And yeah, I think the more you drink it... was it 5 point?
It's 4%.
That's 4%, so it's a light beer in our logic.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And yeah, the taste, the flavours do kind of amalgamate a while. They don't wash away, even though it's not as punchy as what you might want.
That's...
So it's a really nice drinker.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a taste that of a style... the porter style and stuff. Yeah, it is a porter. I just thought I'd read that. Of a one that's like, try that. It's nice.
If we were in Newcastle and saw that on draft on it on a December weekend, I'd be like, you know what? That'd warm your boots.
Yeah. So where are we going to put it?
It was nice, not as nice as the previous beer. So I was thinking the 65-66.
I'll go for 66. Go for 66.
Cool.
Because it's a very good beer.
Yeah.
Just not quite as good. And it's like comparing apples and oranges, really.
It is, because they're two very different flavours.
Yeah.
But I would have liked to have seen that flavour be thicker and just kind of flourish to some nice finale.
To a crescendo. Yes.
Rather than peter away and become a silenzo. That's the opposite.
Is it?
Yeah, silence.
Oh, right.
It might not be. It sounds right.
Well, I know it doesn't quite get to that orgasm.
No.
You're
gunning for it, and then you stop.
Yeah, it's a very, very good at what it's doing,
mm-hmm.
but it just doesn't quite get...
Yeah.
I think it's the way I describe it in my mind. So yeah, very good, because everybody likes a fumble.
Can we pair this with the green sweets?
Yeah.
Or is there only one green sweet?
Only one green sweet, so we'd have to share it.
We'll do the dark sweet then.
The dark red.
Yeah.
That's dark berry, isn't it? Now, how does dark berry wine gums go with this?
No.
Not as nice as...
No, it doesn't complement.
No.
So we've learned something today.
Dark
berry sweets don't complement the black grouse porter.
Yeah. That is a top fact.
Yeah.
Top tip.
You don't get useful things every day from other podcasts.
No. So we'll
finish these and come back with beer number 3.
Yep. Beer number 3.
Maybe we should get them recorded.
What, me singing? Yeah. I think people would prefer not to hear that every week. Would you like to do the honours of reading it?
Cool. So this is £3.45 from Glug. It's from the Titanic Brewery. Is it the Titanic Brewery? It says Titanic on the top. Yes, the Titanic Brewery in Stoke-on-Trent. See, I would have thought it would be somewhere where the Titanic may have been. I don't think the Titanic came from up the river.
Well, I don't know about this sort of stuff.
Stoke-on-Trent has canals. Titanic is a big ship.
But it might be a little canal boat that somebody's named Titanic.
Titanic, with that looks like a small replica of the original Titanic.
I don't know, there's some sad people.
If there's some sort of link, email in and tell us what the link is. Because we're quite clueless.
Yes, just read the...
It is a dark, strong plum porter, and it's 4.9% in a 500ml bottle.
I don't know, plum porter always makes me think of something that's going to make me want to go to the toilet a lot tomorrow.
Do plums make you want to go to the toilet a lot?
I thought plums...
I don't eat plums because I don't like plums.
So I've got you a plum porter and you don't like plums. But then again, quite often...
I mean, is it one kind of plums are there?
I don't know.
You know, is it a euphemism?
Well, no, I don't think...
Somebody's dunked the testicles into the porter and called it a plum porter.
I'm sure enough. That'll do.
That'll do.
Oh, well, you definitely get a smell of plums.
Right, I'll be a bit cautious with this.
Right, you definitely, as soon as you smell it.
Yeah.
A lovely plum smell. Plums are nice, I like plums.
It smells like
Plums.
Yeah, no, but in terms of there's another smell there, which kind of makes it smell cakey. Like a fruit cake.
Yeah. Plum cake. Plum pudding.
I don't have plum pudding.
Plum.
It smells plum, does it? Really?
Plum. Plum.
Fruity.
Very fruity.
Mm-hmm. It's a good colour as well. It's
very light in the flavour, but you get that lovely plum taste.
Yeah.
Comes out in a really nice way. Really.
Yeah. It's
really gentle. Now, I was expecting sort of a sharper plum.
I was expecting something a bit heavier behind that plum.
Yeah.
And it's not. It's very, very light and refreshing as a drink. Yeah. To the point, I'd say, you know, drinking this in the summer, if you want dark beer in the summer,
yeah,
this is a good candidate.
It's very Moorish, I think, as well.
Yeah.
Now, if you did have a lot of them, you would be having trots. No, again, it's my horrible mind. I was expecting pips.
Pips. You were expecting pips. I mean, there might be some at the bottom. There might be some sea monkeys.
I think it's off an old Mike Harden sketch. Off an LP. And basically, to stop somebody talking so much, he puts prunes in Guinness.
Okay, prunes in Guinness. Surely you'd notice prunes in the Guinness.
We thought the sketch basically says Guinness pips. Ooh, it's got Guinness pips. It's funny, I'll have to let you listen to it. So I probably made you listen to it at some point. It's quite good.
Yeah.
So for that, I just, for some reason, makes us reminisce about that. The old vinyl.
Yeah, and in terms of this beer, I'd say it's got a, maybe it's the time of year, it does have a slightly Christmassy feel to it.
Should we pair this with yellow?
Yellow, we'll pair this with yellow wine gums.
I don't know what yellow ones taste of.
Yellow, stars, sunshine.
I think that's meant to be lemon. Mm-hmm. Very synthetic lemon. So
you mean they don't put real fruit in wine guns and sell them for 10 pence?
Put wine in it.
Oh, that'd be good, wouldn't it? Wine guns.
Where to put this? Because it's got almost like a luxury flavour to it.
It does.
Is it better than the first beer we had today?
That sweet went quite well with that. It cut through quite nicely. Mm. My personal tastes, I prefer that first IPA.
Mm. Mario, 67, would you go with that?
Yeah, slap bang in between them.
Because I think it's slightly better than that. And it's very similar to the Allendale.
It is, but I think this has got a bit of...
With the plum, just adds that little bit, adds that extra flavour that one couldn't quite have at the end. Just means it's a more...
Rounded.
And I think...
More finished.
I think we could have a load more people around and they would say that the Allendale was nice and others would say the plum. I think it's a very much personal taste with that. So I'll drink both of them just in case.
Yeah.
Or drink everything because you don't know, but then...
Give it all a go.
Yeah. So we will write that down on our score sheet and we will get back to you for the...
Sum up.
So we've had three different beers. We start off...
Very, very nice beers.
Yeah, I think they've all been very nice and very pleasant beers.
A bit surprising in terms of the structure of the beer.
Yeah.
So our winner tonight is the Almasty or Alamasty. I think I put too many A's in it. I think it's Almasty. Mark 10, which is MKX on the can if you're looking for it. It doesn't
And it's one of these series to be like the Cloud Waters with.
Yeah.
They're iterating it. They've still got that in because I think I've seen that in Coppers today when we went in earlier. We then went on to the Allendale Black Grouse.
Yeah.
Oak Smoke Porter, that was very nice.
It tastes nothing like grouse.
And then we finished with...
Titanic's Plum Porter.
Plum Porter.
Which was actually a really nice fruity beer.
Normally,
you know, when people say fruity, you think, no, it's not. The subtle tones of fruit, or they ruin it with this stupid fruit flavour. And that's done really well. So
I think the biggest thing...
Don't be cautious. Give it a go.
The biggest problem that I find with fruit beers is they'll use some sort of synthetic fruit.
Yeah.
And as soon as you taste that, it's like, no, this now tastes like a Panda Pop. Where what you want is something like that, where it genuinely tastes of the plum, or if it's a raspberry, it genuinely tastes of proper, genuine raspberries, as if I went to the shop, or if I went out in a field and picked them.
Yeah.
Not, like, raspberry ripple ice cream.
Yeah. I mean, isn't the plum... It could be that that synthetic plum, and synthetic plum is closer to the real thing.
Yeah, or they get a good quality. But what I mean is, there's certainly beers we've had, and it's straight away you're just like, why bother? It just tastes...
It's not real fruit.
It just tastes... Oh, I've realised I'm putting bottles and bottles in way of my microphone and talking into yours.
That's so fine. Nothing changes. it's a really, really good example of a fruit-based beer.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't think we've got anything particularly higher where the fruit that they've said has been so prominent. So give them all a go.
So we'll have comments. You can email us in at sharks
at formalshark.co.uk.
We're on Twitter at formalshark.
Yeah. We're on the Facebook.
Yeah. On Facebook is
/formalshark,
but that's more of our entire media entity. So if you go on that, you'll find out about other shows that are coming up. And that is something else that we are starting to develop, is a topical news quiz. It's not really a quiz, but it's a
panel show sort of thing
that will be out very end of this year, start of next year, called
Let's Comment.
So if you want to, that's on Twitter, that's on our Twitter, well, that's, there's a Twitter account for that if you want to start preparing for it. We might as well sell it now.
Exactly. And if topical news isn't your thing, then...
Don't bother,
I'd say it's less shit news in the world done by us, so we've probably ruined it.
Yeah. It's got us two both in it, in different roles.
Yeah.
So we'll plug that for the next... three shows that we're doing tonight.
Various other non-famous people. Yes.
iTunes. We're on iTunes.
We are on iTunes.
Like us, comment us, do everything you can.
I feel as though we're pushing a lot for this whole talk to us thing. We just want friends.
No, you've got to keep pressuring it, because...
It's what professional podcasters do.
Yeah, absolutely. So, that's basically the one thing for the professional podcaster, is just... tell your people all the time that you to comment you and talk to you, because we're all sad loners in front of a microphone, desperate for friends.
Yeah,
should we say tatty bye and we'll get on to the next show?
Yeah, we'll do the next show. I mean, this one's been a bit short this time, but it's all right. There's going to be several out. You know, we're going to have a few.
Yeah, we're getting them bulked up.
Yeah.
So we'll see you next time there's a show on.
Bye.
Bye. You are listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, written and performed by Phil and Bob, and edited by Phil.